Welcome to Daily Inspirations. Greetings to you in Jesus' name, our Savior and our Redeemer. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Today, this is who we are talking about, our mighty God, our Counselor. He is the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. This is the one who we have faith in that pleases God. And so today we are going to continue with the subject of faith that pleases God. Our theme verse has been Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So today, we are going to look at another aspect of faith that is pleasing unto God, and that is faith in Jesus Christ that produces good works. I'm going to be reading some scripture from James chapter 2, starting in verse 14 through 26. It says, "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works, when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. A born-again believer is motivated into service or the work of God because of his faith in Jesus Christ. He or she is not depending on their works to get to heaven. We as believers produce good works because we are connected to the vine. As John 15, verse 4 and 5 says, Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. You know, for an example, an apple tree naturally produces apple because that is the nature of an apple tree. And it is the same way. We as believers in Christ Jesus have the mind of Christ and have been made partakers of his divine nature. And because of his divine nature within us, it naturally produces good works. As 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4 says, According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So just like the apple tree produces apples because of its nature, likewise we produce good works because we have been made partaker of his divine nature. We are not trying to do good works to earn our way into heaven, but they come forth because of Christ in us and his divine nature, and we are connected to the vine. His divine nature in us motivates us unto good works, as 2 Peter verse 1, verse 3 says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. How? Through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue. And we are made partakers of his divine nature. It is the nature of a Christian to produce good works, just like it is the apple. He's not trying to do good works to earn his way into heaven, but it is coming because of being connected to the vine, abiding in Christ. As Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which believe in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So the question I will leave with you, are your works coming forth because of your faith in Christ Jesus and his divine nature dwelling in you? Or are you trying to earn your way into heaven by good works, as some tried in Matthew chapter 7 and said, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. And so today, just want to point us to faith in Jesus Christ, that we are connected to the vine, and through that, it produces good work. It motivates us unto service, into good works. And so, my friend, just encouragement today to look by faith unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, who has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Thank you for listening, and God bless.